My name's Glenn Wardman. I'm at Lake Macquarie City Council, and today I'm with Mr. William Page. We're doing an oral history interview on the Fernley Track interpretation. It's Thursday, the 27th of March, 2008, and it's approximately 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
My name is William Page of Cardiff. I was employed as a train driver at Port Waratah, running coal trains on the Fernley line. I can remember one particular time we used to take 32 empties to the collieries, and this particular occasion the captain snapped two tracksmen in, leaving the guard in control 30 empties, which only having a handbrake in the van could not stop this train, and he was diverted off the main line to a dead end in the back of the signal box where the most of the train was derailed. Nobody hurt. On many occasions with these wooden wagons, we had wooden headstocks, which as they got older, they were tended to break, and the train was either derailed or had to, the empty had to be, or full one had to be discharged. The only, in the years of the alterations of track, when they brought diesel locomotives with CX wagons from the BHP, they cut out some of the sidings. I do not use a track now as I cannot walk so far. I do not use the track. I would like to see it more updated with some sort of transport for elderly people, which as tourists, they are the big majority. I thank you. I have drawn rough sketches of the Fernley from Fernley and to Belmont Line, sidings and stations and collieries.